So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto, and I've got a bonus Bachelor episode for you guys today ahead of the finale tomorrow night. Coming up today, Thomas did film a family meet and greet on The Bachelors, and shit, we have all been stooged. The Bachelor's polyamorous contestant Jessica Navin has been spotted cozying up to a guy who isn't Felix or Damien, and fresh intel about who Thomas picks in the finale and what goes down. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Turns out The Bachelor's Thomas Malucelli did film meet and greets with his final two families, despite leading viewers to believe they didn't happen at all. In case you missed it, during Wednesday night's episode, the Batchies met with their final two girls' families alongside their own to help with their final decision. Now, while Felix von Hoff and Jed McIntosh threw themselves into the experience, Thomas claimed that he was already at peace with his choice and didn't need any outside opinions weighing in. However, So Dramatic can exclusively reveal that this isn't true, and Thomas's meet and greets were scrapped in post-production. An insider explains he met both Leah and Lauren's family and friends, and they met his mum and his two best friends. But apparently, it was too boring, so they never aired it. I mean, put it up against a polyamory coup, and yeah, I'm pretty sure it would have been dull as fuck. The source added that production tried to cut corners wherever they could to speed the season up and squeeze 8 weeks into three. According to the insider, Leah and Lauren weren't thrilled that their scenes had been shelved to make way for the Jessica and Damien drama again. And I wouldn't be too pleased about it either. They dished pretty slack to the girls that it wasn't shown, considering their families went to so much effort to be there. They were pretty upset when they saw it had been cut. Now, considering these scenes did actually take place, it takes the fabricated element of The Bachelors to a whole new level, which our source also weighed in on, saying, the producers then made Thomas film that piece to camera where he said, I am not doing family visits, I've already chosen someone, at a later date so that it would make sense. Ugh. The magic of reality TV. The Bachelor's polyamorous contestant Jessica Navin was spotted with a new man, possibly adding a third option to her open relationship turned love triangle with partner Damien and Felix von Hoff. The poorly executed polyamory plotline has been a major sticking point throughout the 2023 season, and it appears that the 23-year-old dancer may not have stayed monogamous, as promised, with her besotted Batchy. A So Dramatic spy exclusively reached out to us after they spotted Jess on a date with a new man at the popular Boots Darling Cafe in Darlinghurst. Now, Jess, who is primarily based in Queensland's regional city of Townsville, was pretty far from home in Sydney's CBD. Our spy reported that her legs were intertwined with this man's, which doesn't seem very platonic to me. The duo also appeared to be deep in conversation, and it was possibly a conscious one. They were having big chats, which was weird once we saw their legs locked in. Maybe just having another heavy convo about partners. Now, if you would like to see these photos of Jess with her new bachelor, please head to our website, sodramaticonline.com. They are up there. So, has Jess ditched Felix and remained in an open relationship with Damien? Or did she ditch Damien only for things not to work out with Felix? Or, option three, has she given them both the boot? Now, whilst I don't have any concrete answers for you just yet, one of Damien's mates did leave a very telling comment on Facebook that may give us the answers that we need as to what Jess decides to do. Hitting back at the BS and haters, the friend hinted that Damien was cast aside by Jessica in The Bachelor's finale. The comment read, "My brother, she don't deserve your level yet and he can have her." Make of this info what you will. The Bachelor's finale is almost upon us, and boy oh boy is there a storm brewing. Now, a source previously told So Dramatic that Lauren takes out the win when it comes to Thomas's finale. They previously dished that she has been telling people she's scared for the show to air and has anxiety, leading the source to believe that she was the one he must pick. They also added, after the show, Thomas went over to Italy and America, and Lauren contacted her ex-partner to find her passport as he had it in storage. So there was speculation that Lauren might have gone overseas with him. Makes sense. However, this contradicts another tip-off that we received yesterday, in which a source said, Leah is who Thomas picks. interesting. The plot thickens. But does he propose? Now, as revealed in a teaser, just two bachelors popped the question this season. And according to one of our insiders, we previously revealed that it is Thomas who does not propose. They back this intel up, saying Thomas doesn't propose to Leah, but he gives her a necklace. I mean, a win is a win. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily today. For more tea, make sure you head to our website, sodramaticonline.com. You can also find us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at So Dramatic Online. And we're also on Facebook. Don't forget to tune in to the Bachelor's finale on Sunday night. I will be watching. And if I don't pop a bonus episode out before then, I will see you back here on Monday. Same time, same place. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily. So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we have recorded this podcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay our respects to elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.